Hey, everybody, this is B on Doc Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. So first things first, happy spring to everybody. I love spring because things start growing again. It warms up. B does not like the cold. B likes the warm. And it's just renewal of life. And talk about joy. Yeah, I like birds. I like animals. I personally feel better during the springtime. So, you know, let's get a little house cleaning out of the way. You know, at DotPaul1 on X, you can send me messages. I'm on Facebook as well, Doc Paul Podcast on Facebook. Got a little page there. Most people can communicate to me on X. And first thing is, no, I am not on YouTube. You can find me everywhere else except YouTube. Negative on the YouTube. Apparently I made a mistake. Imagine that. It's crazy. On a podcast, the one about, well, it's not really a mistake. So I did a podcast, a few podcasts back, Progressive Rock. And, now someone, is shooting, ideas for Progressive Country. Okay. So I'm going to be looking into that. Maybe a Progressive Country episode coming your way. Thank you for the suggestion. I appreciate that. So back to this episode, the four seasons are different climatic and weather conditions that occur on Earth throughout the year. So we have spring, summer, autumn, winter. So, you know, spring is typically from March to May in the Northern Hemisphere, September to November in the Southern Hemisphere. During spring, temperatures rise and plants and trees begin to bloom. That's what I'm talking about. Summer generally takes place from June to August in Northern Hemisphere, December to February in Southern Hemisphere. Summer is characterized by warm temperatures, longer days, and increased sunlight. Oh, yeah. Autumn or fall comes between September and November in the Northern Hemisphere, and March and May in the Southern Hemisphere. During autumn, temperatures start to cool down, and trees shed their leaves, and they are vibrant in colors. A lot of the New England states, people go up there to see them. Here in Texas, we have the same thing. It just doesn't last very long. A lot of our trees in Texas are red oak and the other live oaks. And they turn a beautiful red color. I have red oaks in my yard, and I love them. They're beautiful. Rather would see them green than red, to be really honest with you. But, yeah, you know, the earth's going to do what the earth's going to do, what it's been doing since day one. And then, of course, there's winter from December to February. In the Northern Hemisphere, in June to August in the Southern Hemisphere. Winter is characterized by cooler temperatures, shorter days, and in some regions, the presence of snow and ice. Negative, Ghost Rider. B does not play that. I know when I was younger, I used to go, I skied a couple of times, but I kind of actually like being in the lodge with the ski bunnies and a hot toddy and watching people go down the slopes. I kind of like that. I've just never been a winter person. I've always been a summer person. I've always been a beach person. That's just who BB, so to say. You know, the seasons are a result in the Earth's actual tilt, that's AXIAL, tilt and its orbit around the sun, or Sol, which causes different parts of the planet to receive varying amounts of sunlight throughout the year. It is a brilliant design. Spring is one of the fall seasons, typically occurring between winter and summer. It's a time of renewal, growth in the natural world. And I think a lot of people feel renewed and growth during this time. I know I do. I always have. And so a lot of those characteristics are warmer temperatures. Just this last week, you know, we went from a weekend, you know, in the 50s to a week in the 60s, 70s, 80s, back to the 60s. So we're starting to get warmer. I like it. I like it a lot. Flowers are starting to bloom. Trees, the red oaks, usually bloom the last. They come late to the party. All the other trees around me in the neighborhood here are different varieties, and they're already starting. Now, my red oaks have budded, and they're small blooms on them, but some of the trees here in the neighborhood they're full on leafing, starting to leaf already. So, you know, I guess it depends on, I don't know what the variety of those trees are. Maybe a different species of oak, but the oaks that I have, the red oaks, are what I'm familiar with. Plants are typically dormant, especially your lawn. All our lawns turn brown here in Texas, most of Texas. I live in North Texas in the Dallas area, Big D. And, your yard died. Give it a minute. The yard went to sleep because the yard doesn't like cold weather either. And the yard is starting to green up. I had the yard maintenance guys come by and edge and cut last week to clean up a lot of the dead stuff and blah, 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 all that. So that has started. Renewal of plant life, like we were talking about, new leaves, species, many species of flowers. So here in Texas, North Texas, we have the blue bonnets, the blue bonnet festival. Blue bonnets are starting to come alive. Depending on where you are, between Houston and Dallas, and then west of here, you know, there are huge patches where they start early because it's, you know, a little warmer down south of Dallas. We'll get probably maximum bloom here in North Texas probably in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and it is on. It is gorgeous. Before I lived here at this house, I lived in the Plano, Texas area, and I lived right off what's called the Blue Bonnet Trail, and it was spectacular. So I haven't been down there in a while. I may go down there in a couple of weeks and scope them out. You know, and that's, you know, public Texas land, and they never cut it. They do not cut the blue bonnets. They just let them grow. I think that's a law. We have Indian paintbrushes here too, and they are beautiful. But mainly the blue bonnet rules the state of Texas. That may be the Texas flower, if I'm not mistaken. So, of course, there's more daylight. We have longer days in the spring as the northern hemisphere tilts toward the sun. More daylight, overall warming of the environment, a lot more activity from the animals. I have some rabbits that live in my backyard. I have a patio that's part of the house, the foundation of the house, a back patio, covered back patio. And then I have a deck that the previous owner built, a deck in the backyard, and it's nice out there. I drink light beer out there and watch baseball and football. My little handheld device that I own, that everybody has in their pocket, little pocket computer, smartphone. And the rabbits live up under the deck. And the other day, mama and daddy came out, and they're like looking around. And then a couple hours later, I was getting something out of the kitchen, and little baby rabbits are out there. They're little baby rabbits. Now, my cat, he thinks he's the rabbit wrangler or the rabbit uncle or something. He loves rabbits. Now, birds, of course, he loves birds, and he will talk to the birds. He will chatter to the birds. But the rabbits, he just kind of watches them. I think he thinks they're some kind of weird cat. But yeah, they're gorgeous little creatures, and they live out there under the deck. I do not feed them, cause, you know, rats are out, you know, in the wild too. And I don't need rats in my backyard, and I don't want to be feeding, you know, I just don't do that. You know, they're rabbits. They can take care of themselves. They munch on the yard. When the yard greens up, they'll mow little sections of the yard, and they're little nibblers. And, some of the, what I would call weeds, I just leave alone. And I've told the yard maintenance crew to just leave that alone. To put any poison on it. Don't, you know, edge it with the edger. And the rabbits take care of it. They seem to like dandelions. At least that's what my observations have brought me. Spring equinox happens this time of the year. Astronomical start of spring is marked by the vernal equinox, usually occurring around March 20th, 21st. So that's coming up here in the northern hemisphere. During this day, this time, day and night are approximately equal in duration. I think that's why the druids liked it. It was easier for them because they were kind of dumb druids. My apologies to any druids listening. I didn't mean that. It was just a joke. So overall, spring is a season associated with new life, growth, the end of the winter chill, the time of bee. I just made that part up. It is a time of transition and a welcome change from the cold and dormant days of winter. You know, summer, we talked about summer. You know, that's between spring and autumn. Warmer temperatures, longer days, and variety of outdoor activities. Now, here in Texas, we love us some summer. I live near a lake. This is the second lake I've lived near here in North Texas. The other one was east of here. This one is north of DFW. And I like it out here. I like it a lot. A lot of walking trails, a lot of oak trees out here. You name a variety of oak tree, we have it out here near the lake. You know, and it is hot in Texas. Newsflash, and it's humid here. Now, depending on where you are in Texas, Houston is very humid. I lived in Houston. Oh man, that was in the 80s. Oh, wow. It was mondo humid. So I got to the point where I would just have my clothes on hangers. I didn't put my clothes on because if I did and I would walk to my car and then drive to my job and then get out and walk into the building, I was sopping wet. It is that humid. And it's humid in North Texas, but Houston's got it going on. And the further you live in Houston toward the Gulf, the more humid it gets. I lived on the Gulf Freeway, a couple exits up from NASA Road 1, and damn, dude, it is freaking humid there. So I would just take my clothes with me, and then I work for Radio Shack in a mall. Terrible gig. I love Radio Shack, but what was the 80s? What, you know, I was a young man. I needed to pay my rent. And I like to buy groceries. I just started turning my clothes in Friday. There was a dry cleaner there. And then Monday, I would pick my clothes up and, you know, that was my gig. And then we got a new manager and he allowed all of us, to just hang our clothes there. And then he got us lockers. We had lockers. So I could lock my khakis up so nobody would rip off my khakis. I don't know. But yeah, we had combo locks on them. funny the things you remember. Outdoor activities, you know, a lot of boating here, a lot of swimming, camping, all kind of sports. You know, schools have summer vacations, and there are summer camps. When I was a youngster, I went to summer camp, loved summer camp, horseback riding, archery, swimming, canoeing, you name it. We did the whole nine yards. What was that, Bill Murray? Was it called Meatballs? It was just like that, except Bill Murray wasn't there. But it was exactly like that. It was cray-cray. And then beach season, you know, if you're near the coast, you go to the beach. And we used to go to Galveston, or more to the point, Bolivar Island. My uncle had a house on Bolivar Island, and we would go down there, believe this or not, for a month at a time. We would pack up the Vista Cruiser. And the family would drive down to Beaumont, take the ferry over from Galveston to Beaumont, and we would Bolivar Island, and take the ferry over there, and we would stay with my uncle and my aunt, and for about a month, and we would go fishing, we'd go crabbing. I had a mini bike down there. My uncle would take us to the beach. We would go to go up into Houston. Probably the second week, we'd go up into Houston and forget. We went to NASA, of course, and then we went to I think we went to the zoo, and then some other things. But we spent time down on the beach. And people don't like Texas beaches because they're dirty. Well, they aren't white sand beaches like you have in some parts of Florida. It is the natural color of the sand. And we do have oil in Texas, and it extends out into the Gulf. And it's not that the Gulf is dirty, but there is oil seeping up from the bed, from the seabed, and you may see some oil. You may even get some on you. It's cool. It's fine. It washes off. Now, there are really terrible jellyfish down there, so be warned. And then, of course, vacations and travels. My dad took us all over the United States. Won't go into all that. I think I talked about that last summer when I did that bonus vacation, summer vacation thing here on the podcast. You can find it over there on Buzzsprout, where Dot Paul lives, or on Spotify or Apple or any of the whatever you listen to. I'm probably on it. And then growth and harvest, agricultural reasons. Summer is a, you know, critical time for growth of crops. You know, and some crops are harvested, some fruits and some vegetables. We get really, really big. These aren't grown in a lab. These are organic vegetables here in Texas. And they don't have they pump the GM as a GMO. They pump whatever it is, growth hormones. And like, why is this one looks normal and this one looks like it's from another planet? That's because it is from another planet. Don't eat that shit. Hey everybody, this is B with Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. We'll get right back to the episode. I just wanted to remind everyone, you can find me on X, on Facebook, and we are hosted on Buzzsprout.com. I try to post every Thursday at 6 a.m. Central Time. And then however you listen to podcasts, Spotify has turned into a real touchstone for Dot Paul Podcast. Apple is big. There's a bunch of them out there. So however you listen to your content, you know, you can find us there. And I say go for it. Deezer has turned out to be big. Amazon Music, Player FM. I have an RSS feed. The Index dot podcast Index is sending a lot of traffic my way. Anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, thank you, and join us every Thursday. Sometimes on Tuesdays, you never know. I may go, hey, and surprise you on Tuesday. So I just want to say, find us on X if you want to comment on the show or make a suggestion. Send me a direct message. X seems to be a good place for that. And that person that wants to marry me, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. But if you want a friend, I'm your guy. So just wanted to throw that out there. And now we go back to our normally scheduled episode. And thank you again for listening to Dot Paul Podcast. My personal preference, I don't like to eat shit. I try not to, but I do like the Cheetos. Summer solstice, the summer solstice around June 21st, the official start of summer, and a point where the North Pole is tilted closest to the sun. Look out. Ooh. Then the fall comes next, as everybody knows. Warmth, and relaxation, summer. The fall is the opposite. Temperatures fall as autumn progresses. We start to cool down. It gets really hot in Texas, and people are glad to see the, and I get it. There is a time in July, August here in Texas, and it is freaking hot. So you better have shades on your house. You just better be ready for it. And don't stay in. Get climatized. Go out. Don't get sunstroke, but go out. Get some sun. Get used to it. It will be easier to deal with if you're out in it. Just saying, that's I was that whole Houston thing taught me some things about living in the tropics. So yeah, colorful foliage, the trees and everything starts to change. More East Coast than here. But they will change. We get a lot of hues of red, some orange. We don't get a lot of yellow, and of course, we get a whole bunch of brown because the stuff is dead. It's brown. I was trying to take my jacket off. I got a little hot there. And it's the harvest season, of course. Fruits and vegetables, just about everything is harvested. And my mom used to quote unquote harvest. We had plums in our yard, and we would get the plums, and then we would make plum jam. My dad grew peppers, and we'd get the peppers, and we would can the peppers. It was it's fun. We used to make our own candles too. Not really sure what that was about. It's the 70s, so it's probably some kind of hippie shit around that. Because we had electricity, so we didn't really need candles. but we did make candles and made our own bread. Well, my mother did. I was just kind of the helper. I love that bread, though. It's really good. And then, of course, shorter days. Days become shorter because the Earth's axis, AXIS, tilts away from the sun and results in less daylight, and nights become longer. Wow, that's funny how that works. Migration of birds, you know, many bird species, especially here in North Texas, they say hasta mañana, and they head down to South Texas, and then they head down to Mexico, and then they head down to Guatemala, and they're down there doing their thing. They will come back. They always come back. We have a lot of crows. Or blackbirds, and those son of a guns don't really mind how cold it is. They kind of hang. Squirrels also, well, they'll go up in their tree hutches, their little tree houses. But all the pretty colorful birds, yellow birds, red birds, blue birds. And our little buddies, the hummingbirds, which I have hummingbirds here. And me and my neighbor, we both have hummingbird feeders, and those suckers are glorious to watch. That's some engineering there. cozy atmosphere, cooler temperatures in autumn often lead to cozier atmospheres. People start wearing warmer clothes, enjoying hot beverages, apple picking, fall festivals become popular. I know a lot. I know I have a telescope. I like astronomy. That's really the time, at least here where I live, is when the stars are the brightest and you can see the most stars. And it's gorgeous. And I like being out in the backyard with the telescope at night when it's, you know, it's not 12 degrees below, but it, you know, it may be 55, 60. It's not bad. It's great. Maybe some spiced tea, you know, it's a good time. So autumn actually, you know, like all seasons are, you know, a time of transition. You know, from summer to cooler days of winter. And then here comes winter. Whoop, whoop. Cooler temperature, shorter days, and in many regions, snow and ice, like we were talking about. Cold temperatures. Winter is known for cold temperatures. Duh. With temperatures often dropping below freezing. And some regions, you know, bring extreme cold conditions. I'm just not into it. I just can't do it. I traveled all over the United States. I found myself in places and in situations where I had to work in the weather and I had to be in it and had to travel in it. And I was not happy. And neither was anyone else. But we grinned and bear it and we did it. But I had the luxury of knowing that I was going back home to the South and it wasn't going to be like this. Now every once in a while we'll get snow. We get more ice here in North Texas than we get anything. And since everything is an elevated highway, tollways, in the present time, 2024, you just don't go anywhere and you watch the weather and go, yeah, we're going to have bad weather this weekend. Go to the grocery store, stock up on this, on the situation, get some chili, get some light beer, and you're going to be inside and do not drive your car because it's going to not go well, probably. We have some huge flyovers and the high five here, you know, which is 75 Central and 635 loop that goes around Dallas where that high five and a couple of other highways all intermingle there. In Houston, it used to be called the Spaghetti Bowl. Do not drive on those when there's an ice storm. You will lose your car and maybe more. Just stay at home. It's not worth it. And then today's technology, we can work at home. We proved that. And any company that does not allow their employees to work at home during dangerous weather conditions, you should not be working there. This is my opinion. So the winter solstice usually occurring around December 21st in the Northern Hemisphere, shortest day and the longest night of the year, officially start of winter. Now, of course, it's the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's Eve. Even before that, there's Thanksgiving, and then what's that other one? The one where you dress up like a pumpkin. Yeah, that one. all of those, like bam, 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 bam. It's a festival. And people love it, and I love it. I'm more of a Christmas guy and a Hanukkah guy. I do like me a good Thanksgiving, though. I love my family. I like to spend Thanksgiving with them. It's very cool. And now we're into high, you know, sorry, I was going to talk about winter sports. So there's hockey, skating, not a lot of that down here. Now we do have a hockey team, the Dallas Stars. You may have heard of them. They're very good. We won the Stanley Cup in 1999. Woot woot. I think they were an expansion team, probably some team from Calgary or Toronto or something. But yeah, we have won the cup once, and we've gotten close a couple of times. So I do like me some hockey, and skating was never my thing. I can appreciate it what it is. We don't do a lot of snowboarding or all of that. Now, my nephews love snowboarding and skiing. Well, they're just natural athletes because my brother-in-law's a natural athlete, and they're really good at it, and they take trips as a family, as my sister's family, to Colorado, and they ski. That B's not really a skier, so y'all can hang on to that and send me a picture on your iPhone. And now we're talking about hibernate and migrate. So I think excuse me, I got the hiccups. The rabbits in my backyard are hibernating under the deck. I think they have probably a burrow or a warren up under there. And, they're getting jiggy with it, and then they come out with some babies later on. And then those other species, typically birds, all go down to Mexico and further south, like I was talking about. And it's very cozy, cozy atmosphere indoors, warm clothing, hot beverage, and a lot of people have fireplaces. Some older houses here, the newer houses being built, you don't really have a fireplace. A lot of people have faux fireplaces. You see those things, those modern things built into walls. That's about all you're going to get, and it's just for decorative or for looks or whatever you want to call it. It's not really a fireplace. So anyway, so all of these are influenced by the axis, axial tilt of the planet and the orbit around the sun. Why Earth experiences four seasons: spring, summer, autumn, winter. Mars, dude, Mars has similar seasons to Earth, but they last about twice as long due to its longer orbit around the sun. Hey, there's some math involved there. Mars has a tilt on its axis similar to Earth's, which results in changing weather patterns and seasonal variations. However, the Martian seasons are more extreme. The temperature variations and polar ice caps affected by the changing sunlight make Mars uninhabitable at this moment. Jupiter and Saturn, these are gas giants, do not have solid surfaces like Earth. They have different mechanisms for generating weather. They have a complex atmospheric composition, and their equatorial regions experience different wind patterns. These giant planets do not have well-defined seasons in the way terrestrial planets do. Venus and Mars, two of my favorite. Venus has a very slow rotation of its axis. It rotates in the opposite direction compared to most of the planets. Got to be different there. Got to be different there, Venus. As a result, it does not have distinct seasons like Earth. Mercury, being very close to the sun and having a minimal axial tilt, also lacks well-defined seasons. Uranus is tilted on its side, rotating almost perpendicular to its orbit. That is crazy. This extreme axial tilt causes extreme and long-lasting seasons on Uranus. Each pole experiences 42 years of continuous sunlight, followed by 42 years of darkness, making for unusual and lengthy seasons. Well, that's got Alaska beat. All you people in Alaska, stop your belly aching. Neptune, similar to Uranus, Neptune experiences extreme seasons due to its axial tilt. However, the exact details of seasonal changes on Neptune are not as well studied due to its distance from Earth. Yeah, we know so little. In summary, the presence and nature of seasons on other planets depends on factors, you know, axial tilt, rotation, distance from the sun. While some planets have seasons comparable to Earth, others, particularly gas giants, have different atmospheric dynamics that do not result in the same seasonal variations. Yeah, nothing is like Earth. This is our home. This is where we're supposed to be. I'm all for exploring. This is where we're from, and this is where we'll always be from. Hopefully we can stay here a couple more millennium without blowing it up or fucking it up. Sorry for the F word there, folks. Well, you know, I just wanted to go through that. You know, I was just thinking about springtime, and I was just happy the other day, and I had a moment of joy seeing the rabbits and then the baby rabbits and then my cat and some birds and some sun. I mean, dude, it got up to 80. It was freaking 80. Weather station is rocking. I have a little weather station that I got. I love it. It sends me wirelessly to my base station there, and I can look at it and go 82.3. Cool. West 12. Cool. Barometric. I love that thing. I've always been a weather geek nerd. We had a hailstorm about 48 hours though. This is Texas, so surprise. And we have some thunder and starting to get a little dark outside. Got some rain coming through, but this is also part of spring. I live in Dallas, Texas, and guess what? We're in the tornado belt, or not the belt buckle of the tornado belt, but we're not that far away from Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, that whole corridor there from the Red River, well, the whole stretch of Oklahoma, dude, they get hammered. They get all kind of tornadoes. A couple of years ago when I was living down in Frisco, Texas, south of here, which is next to Plano, Texas, Frisco, Plano area, I've been living in that area for 20 plus years. I like it there. But now I'm north of there in Little Elm, Texas. Oh, everybody knows where I live now. Oh, no, B. Oh, no. There's going to be riots in the street. So, you know, it's weird. Down there in Frisco, we had EF zeros all the time. There was an EF zero that dropped down in a daycare parking lot, chopped up a bunch of cars, and then went back into the clouds, and then dropped down in the Hobby Lobby parking lot, chopped up a couple of cars, dropped back up into the clouds, and then dropped onto the tollway, North Dallas tollway, and freaked some people out, and then just went away, and it was just gone. It did some damage to a Shell gas station there on the tollway as it went back into the clouds, moving north to northeast, as they do. And there was a report when we were having the hail up here that had happened again in Frisco, almost the same location, just a little further north, North Texas University, which is up here near me, has a annex there in Frisco. And they said it just kind of, they just saw this little tail drop down in the parking lot and shuffle some cars around, and then it was gone. And apparently that was an EF0 as well. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. It's like that Forrest Gumper guy said, you know, it's like a box of chocolates. He's right about that. I don't think he was talking about the weather. But, you know, it's like, oh, it's 80 degrees one day and it's 25 degrees the next. You know, I have lived here long enough, and I am from Dallas, Texas. I am a proud Dallas-born native, I love Texas. I am a Texan. I'm a son of the South. I remember it snowing one April afternoon when I was a boy. And then I remember a couple years ago at my sister's house over in Tyler, Texas, and it's 85, almost 90 degrees for Christmas. So there you have it. That's what's going on. Just wanted to say happy spring to everybody and talk about the seasons. Not the same as the other podcast that the seasons of man was, you know, like when you're my age, you know, that's like the October of the winter of your life. So it's not like that. These are the actual seasons, the actual four seasons. So I hope you learned something. I hope I distracted you from the nonsense of your day. And I'm glad you're here. It's good to talk to you again. And remember, accelerate with confidence.